I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15, and the Reverend Dan Galschut is preaching with liturgist Reverend Peter Lang. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning comes from Luke chapter 8. When a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and with it choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in a time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear. But as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, especially to you, Andy, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I know of no farmer who is as generous as the sower in the parable for this morning. Granted, I live in St. Louis, but I have served as a pastor in rural settings. And I did marry a farmer's daughter, so I do know a few farmers. Still, I know of no farmer who is as generous as the sower in the parable for this morning. And it makes sense, right? If you know that farmers in today's world take out loans for hundreds of thousands of dollars to plant their seed in their fields, let's be honest, it would be pretty wasteful to scatter that seed as far and wide as the sower does in our parable. So it makes sense. But we should recognize this truth. We are not as generous as the sower in Luke chapter 8. We struggle with generosity. We struggle with it due to our sinful nature. And this is true when it comes to our money and our possessions, but it's also true when it comes to our time and our energy, and more appropriately for what this parable is all about, it's true when it comes to the Word of God as well. We hold back casting that seed as far and wide as we could. Oh, sure, we have our reasons. The ground doesn't look as fruitful over there. The seed might get trampled. It might get choked out. Those people seem too concerned about other things. I'll wait for a more opportune time. Somebody else can scatter the seed over there. Sometimes, those reasons are valid. We can't just shout at people all the time. But let's get this straight. Far too often, the reason we don't spread the Word of God as far and wide as we could or should is simply that we are not as generous as the sower. And sadly, this is true when it comes to sowing that word in public. But far too often, it's also true when it comes to sowing that word in private. In the very place where the Lord calls us to spread His word every day of our lives. In the fertile ground of our homes. The Lord desires that we would spread His word there each and every day. And He makes this clear in His word. Consider Deuteronomy chapter 6. These words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. The Lord wants us to cast the seed of His word in our homes each and every day. Whether married or single, if there are children in the home or not, the Lord would have us spread that word, to speak the Lord's commands, to say our prayers, and especially to declare the good news of Jesus Christ and His death and resurrection to all who enter our homes. This is what the Lord wants for our households. Because our homes are gifts from the Lord. And He cares very deeply about what happens in our homes. For the family is of divine origin. It is God's creation. It's a divine institution. And the Christian home, it's one of the most important institutions in all of the world. Its existence, its welfare, its problems are matters of vital concern to the church, to human society, to us as individuals, to our country, and to the whole world. And this is especially true in our world today. We see how there are so many challenges in our world today because of what's happening in the home. It's so challenging with this information age that we live in. The cacophony of other messages in this information, well, it's drowning out the message of Christ far too often. We need the message of Christ to be spread generously as the sower does in our parable for this morning. We need to hear again, time and again, that Jesus died on the cross for our sin and that He rose again to give us new life. We need to hear the word of Christ's forgiveness when our sins would strangle us. We need to hear time and again that we are baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not a one and done thing. We need to hear this over and over and over again, as Jesus makes so clear in our parable for this morning. Because Jesus says there are some who hear the word, they hear it when it's first cast, but those are the ones along the path. And then the devil comes and takes the word away from them. And there are those who are along the rocks. They receive the word with joy, but in a time of testing, fall away. Then there are those who receive it, but they're among the thorns. Doesn't this sound like far too many in our situation? They get distracted by the cares and riches and pleasures of the world. But brothers and sisters in Christ, there is still one more category. It's those who are in the good soil. They bear fruit, as Jesus says, but listen to this. Jesus says they are the ones who hold it fast. They hold it fast in a good and honest heart. You, fellow redeemed, have a good and honest heart, because Christ has cleansed your heart. And week after week, you pray that the Lord would create in you a new heart. So hold fast to the treasure of God's word, for it brings to you your very Savior, Jesus Christ. Hold it fast as you go to chapel here, as you go to church on Sunday, and hold it fast in your home each and every day of your life. Andy, to this work you've been called, to the work of the sower, to spreading the word of God, to encouraging God's people, that they would receive the word of God each and every day. You know how the devil would distract people and take them away from God's word because of your time of service as a pastor in a congregation. But let's be honest, you know of it too because of your own experience in your own life. So God grant you strength. God bless you with wisdom and joy and patience as you go about your work, so that you might do the very thing which the word of the Lord exhorts us to this morning, that you would hold fast the word of God in your own life, and that you would encourage others to do the same. May God bless us, that our Christian homes would be the place where the saving gospel of Jesus Christ would be spoken, where the word of God would dwell, where there would be prayer and devotion, where faults would be corrected by the forgiveness of Christ. This indeed is the fruitful ground where we can spread the word of God. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.